The Warriors opening the new season on the road in Brooklyn, squaring off with the Nets at Barclays Center, the first game on the schedule in the entire NBA to tip off the regular season. And this, the start of a four-game road trip for the Warriors, as Stephen Curry with a double-double, 20-point 10-assist night in Brooklyn.
Beautiful pass by Oubre to set it up for Curry. The Nets 14 for 24, shooting 58% in the first. Here's Curry.
Rookie center James Wiseman in his NBA debut, delivering 19 points and 6 rebounds.
Tell you what, he knows like any high draft pick. You make one, you got the right to shoot the next one.
Coming up on 3 minutes remaining in this fourth quarter. The alley-oop for Wiseman.
There you go, young man.
Andrew Wiggins added 13 points with a pair of three-pointers.
Here's Wiggins for three.
Yet the Warriors fall in the opener, 125-99 the final.
A game that the Nets led by as many as 38, and they win it on opening night, 125-99 over Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors. These guys are very good friends. In fact, Steve Nash worked for the Warriors last season, actually for the last couple of seasons, in the development area.
Tim Roy, Jim Barnett, 125-99 the final. We've gone over some of the numbers. But, Jim, right now the Warriors just aren't ready to play a team like Brooklyn.
Right.
And maybe they'll be ready in a month or so when they get a better feel for each other. And hopefully some of the young players on the Warriors squad go through a period of internal development so they become better as this year goes along, because that is really the hope of the season.
Yes, and they're going to have to make some adjustments, and they're going to need some experience here. But I was a little disappointed. Sure, they are giving up talent and trading off talent and lack thereof when you look at Brooklyn and you compare the players. But they allowed a 40-point first quarter, including 7 threes made by Brooklyn. It put a lot of pressure on Stephen Curry. He was okay in that first quarter, but after that, because of Wiggins and Oubre, who shot 7 of 30, under 25%, and 2 of 12 from 3, combining for 19 points, the Warriors aren't going to win games against very many teams when they only have one scorer out there who's trying to do too much. And that's what happened with Curry. He got caught up trying to do too much second, third, and the third quarters. They played better in the second quarter. It was a three-point quarter, losing that one. But it just not enough offense from those guys and not enough defense as well. So Curry became a volume shooter, ended up with 20 points on not a very good shooting night, 33%.
Well, you know, the other part about this, Jim, is that the Warriors have to somehow find a way to have a scrappy identity.
Yes.
You know, they have to be a team that's going to get out there and get the 50-50 rebound, get the loose ball, not make the cross-court pass that leads to the dunk going the other way. They have to be that team, I think, and that's a, they learned a lesson today, I think, in terms of that they can't play not getting to those balls, not making those kinds of mistakes that lead to transition opportunities. They were outscored by 16 on the fast break tonight, and they can't. Yep. That's not sustainable.
Not at all, and not that you want to play out of desperation, but you know, you've got to look at things. This is not the same team that we saw when they went, you know, 5 straight finals. This isn't a team that all of a sudden is going to have a 38-point quarter making 8 threes. It's not that team.
Right.
And so you've got to make up for it with the defense, and that's why I think our coach, Steve Kerr, has said this could be a really good defensive team. I'm not sure, you know, if he is convinced of that, but he wants to get that message to this team. He wants them to be scrappier. He wants them to come out with a defensive presence. He wants them to be alert. He wants them to defend the rim. He wants them to rebound better. And they can use their length, and they can use their scrappiness, but they weren't scrappy enough tonight.
So Warriors get, well, before we leave this game, because there's really not a great deal to talk about, but we have to talk about James Wiseman and just how impressive he was in this game. It just under control, The moment was not too big for him. I mean, he made a couple of rookie mistakes, Jim, but on the whole, he was very impressive.
Thank you for bringing him up. That's the way I wanted to finish this. I'm so, you know, elated in a very positive way about Weissman because he just played like a mature veteran. And the fourth quarter, he hit four shots in a recent. He had a 10-point fourth quarter, by the way, and he was one for one from the three. But he can also get to the free throw line. And he will shoot better from the free throw line than 50%. He was 4 of 8 tonight. That is the big bright spot for the Warriors right now. And that's what they have to focus on in the long run, is that he is going to be a game changer. He's going to be a game changer with his offensive capability, and he knows where to go. Maybe he's a step slow of defense and a reaction, but I could see he's trying to make the right play. And, you know, I'm very high on him now. I feel a whole lot better. But, you know, he can't do it all alone, and the lack of experience that he has, the Warriors have to play better from their starting five.
You know, Jim, before we leave the Nets, we should talk about them for a second because I think that's as impressive a team I think we're going to see all year. I think this team has a chance to be elite, and they are a legitimate title contender, in my opinion. No doubt.
They have at least 7 players who are capable of giving you 15 to 20 on any given night. They've got a deep bench. They've got really terrific players. And, of course, you start with Durant and Irving. Those two, you know, if they want to, they're both going to average over 25 a game. That's what they're going to do for you. And it takes the pressure off. So Joe Harris has knocked down threes. He's going to get a lot of open looks along the way. Spencer Dinwiddie, who averaged 20 a game last year, he's going to get his. Tonight he was very marginal with only 9. But he doesn't have to do everything for him. And then you get off the bench Chris LeVert, who knows how to score, knows how to get in traffic and mix it up. He's a scoring veteran. They're a very, very good basketball team. And then they got 2 centers in DeAndre Jordan and Jared Allen, who can rebound and block shots and defend the rim.
So we get ready for Christmas morning, 11 a.m. pregame, 11:30 tip, Warriors in Milwaukee. And Milwaukee's a little bit different. Holiday is there.
Yes.
And
big, great pickup.
Good pickup for them, and they've also added guys that can defend a little bit. Torrey Craig, if you remember him from Denver.
Yes.
He's now on the roster joining them. DJ Augustine is there, the former Orlando Magic point guard. So they're a little bit different than what we've seen. You know, no Kyle Korver anymore, no Ilyasova. They have gone. They're trying to do it. I don't know, though, and as good as they are, I don't know if they're as good as the Nets.
I don't think they are. Unless Antetokounmpo has developed an outside shot, and right. I mean even just a mid-range shot, I would keep him away from the rim at all costs and make him shoot jump shots. If you can do that, you have a chance.
You know, it's funny, too, because you mentioned that. Nailed it in terms of just a 15-footer. Pull up on the foul line.
Yeah.
Gets that.
He doesn't like to do it. He wants to get to the rim because he does such a good job of doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And he's so long, all of a sudden he can be out of the lane, and he's shooting next to the rim with that length that he has.
Yeah, so it's going to be a different kind of a challenge. The Bucks are the team that doesn't play defense the way everybody else does. They pack the paint. They want you to take a lot of threes. So the Warriors had better make some open shots.
Well, if the starting five doesn't start doing it in the first quarter, you're going to see Michael Mulder come in long before the fourth quarter in that game.
I think so. JB, thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Tim.
That is Jim Barnett. I'm Tim Roy. R.C. Davis will close out the affair tonight in just a few moments. A quick reminder that the Warriors 2021 season is presented by Kaiser Permanente. I want to thank you for listening. It's game one. I know it didn't end so well for the Golden State Warriors tonight, but there's a long season ahead, and I think progress will be made. As Steve Kerr mentioned to us this morning, that he thinks this team's going to be better in a month than it is right now, and there are definite rooms for improvement, but help is on the way in the form of young James Weissman, 19 points and 6 rebounds in his NBA debut.
And games against the Bucks, Bulls, and Pistons round out the road trip. This is the Verizon Game Rewind.